Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I am your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and we have Jannie Moon with us as well. How are you, Jannie?
I am doing fantastic, Dr. Davis, in sunny Tennessee.
Yeah, I know. You're still there. That's fantastic. That's good.
I know.
You sound very relaxed.
It is. I am very relaxed and, you know, because I'm a northern girl now, but really I'm a southern gal at heart.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, so you can take two different vantage points of the things that we want to talk about today, from the southern and even the northern approach to what we're going to talk about here. So for everyone listening, you know, one of the things that I think happens to be entertaining, it happens to be topical, and it just is, it's what it is right now, is that plastic surgery and plastic surgery type procedures are getting so commonplace that I'm seeing crazy new trends that happen almost every week. And that's what I'm really trying to bring out and talk about on our podcast. And Jannie and I want to talk about one today that's something that's very interesting. So I'm going to start off with it from a story perspective. Okay, Jannie?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Love your story.
Here's the thing. All right, so here it comes. 46-year-old, very, very lovely lady who's been a patient of mine for probably a good year and a half to 2 years. And she really hasn't had any surgical type procedures done. But what she's had are, you know, injectable type things, such as Botox injections, fillers for like making her lips fuller, making some of the wrinkles on the face go away. And she's had some chemical peels and some little light lasering to just get some imperfections of the skin kind of sanded out. Okay, now, you know, unbeknownst to me, she does a lot of this without telling her husband. And it became very interesting the other day in the office, because she came in and she was scheduled for an appointment to have some injectables, some fillers for some wrinkles in her lips. And, you know, as I was talking with her about this, she started to like cry. And I went, "What's wrong? Is everything okay?" And she started explaining to me that her husband really never has been in the loop with her getting these things. And what I mean by that, everybody, is this. She makes her own money, and she felt very, very, you know, okay about taking her money that she makes and using it to make herself look better and make herself feel better about how she looks. Unfortunately, her husband, I guess, is concerned that it's starting to go in a direction that he's not comfortable with. Her face is looking a little too tight. Her lips are looking a little bit too big. And I guess he's more concerned, according to her, that he's not involved in the decision making. What do you think about that, Jannie? What do you think about that right off the bat?
Well, my first reaction is, it's none of his damn business. That's my first reaction.
Right.
It's her body. It's what she wants to do. It's her money. But okay, so after that initial reaction, then I can go to the second reaction, which is, all right, I understand if he feels like that she's hiding something, or, you know, he would like to be part of the decision making. And what if the shoe were on the other foot? What if he was getting all this stuff done and wasn't telling her? So I'm just curious, was she upset because she felt like she couldn't continue doing this, or was she, why was she upset?
I think she's upset because he's taking the, he's looking at it like she's changing and he's not. Which is a very interesting psychological aspect to this whole plastic surgery thing to begin with, which is, you know, is she improving herself because she's almost on her way out the door? Is she improving herself because She just wants to feel better about herself. But then if he's not really complaining about what she looks like, why is she so intent on changing things? You know what I'm saying? And I think as a plastic surgeon over the years, I've seen that for surgical things. So like a woman that comes in for a breast augmentation and we start talking about things and I say, well, what's your husband think about this? You know, if they roll their eyes, if they go, ah, it's none of his business or something like that. Usually that means the marriage is not so great right now, or that it's on rocky roads and she's looking to get out soon. If she says, well, you know, he wants me to do this and he and I have been looking at different pictures and we've been going to different magazines. So when I hear that he's involved with it, it usually makes me feel better because I know the support postoperatively is going to be there. I know that, you know, there's, you know, a support system for her having the surgery. Now, when it comes to things like injectables, when it comes like things like a Botox or like a Restylane or a Juvederm or one of those names that people out there probably know very well, I never really get into it with that because a lot of these women come on their lunch break and get it done. And it's they like just go back to work. Yeah, so I mean, there's really not the need for the support system or anything else. They're just doing it because, you know, it's like going to get their hair colored or something nowadays. Like they're just going to do it. I don't know if the husband's involved with a hair coloring choice or they're the nails. Like, you know, I don't know if that's as big of a thing, but when it starts to become something like this, I think it's more like it's more of a thing. It's more of a change in their appearance. It's more, you know, there is definitely something more to it than just
because he might think, why, who are you trying to look good for, basically?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's why she's crying because, and again, I'm just getting at it from like the perspective of woman's walking in, I'm getting ready to do this little procedure on her, and then it starts to happen. So like, it's really not, but again, you and I talk about this all the time and people out there, I mean, this could be, Jannie, the new age psychiatrist's couch is the plastic surgeon's office where, you know, there is a lot more to talk about here than just, I want my lips to be fuller. There's really a lot more mental baggage than what's coming out. And then as she gets more and more comfortable with me over the years, I have lots of patients that use the, you know, time with me to really go over stuff that's really very heartfelt and troublesome in their lives. Maybe it's with their kids or their families or their husbands or whatever. But I do tend to hear a lot of that these days, a lot more than I used to hear years ago. And I guess my point today is more like, even though you're doing this to yourself, if you are involved in a relationship, be it a marriage or not, I guess you should probably be talking to your significant other about the changes that you're going about making. And I guess my point is, you probably
even
should.
Even if they're not that extreme, even if they are just like a little Botox or a little, you know, filler.
You know, I say yes, because why? Because here's why, okay? If I'm really doing a good job and you're really paying attention to your wife, or let's do it the other way. If you're a guy coming in to get this stuff done and your wife's not like spotting it at all, I guess you could say that's a good thing in a certain way. But after a while, if you really are going to like continue to age, but you really want to like keep the clock looking like you're not aging, eventually, if you have a decent relationship, somebody's got to know something. Don't you think?
Right. No, I think I understand what you're saying, because like eventually you may get more and more procedures done, and then it might as well be open in the beginning.
Jannie, listen, you know me by now, and everybody out there that's listened to any of our podcasts know me by now. Like, I love the fact that the husband would notice. Like, I always say, what did your husband think about your lips? Like when they come back in and I go, oh my God, the last time you did this was the first time you ever got your lips injected. What did he think about it? I love asking that question. Mm-hmm. If she says to me, he never noticed, I immediately think that there's something wrong with that marriage. Mm-hmm. I can't help it. Because I can't imagine that she's going to walk in the door being so proud of these brand new, beautiful, youthful, tight, beautiful. I'm not saying they're enormous. So like, you know, anybody would spot it from a mile away. I'm saying if you look at this lady every day that you're married to and she comes walking in the door and her lips really look unbelievable, which I think I do that kind of a job with people's lips. It bothers me that the guy wouldn't say something. I don't know. And maybe I'm too close to it, but I just I agree.
I think being in integrity with your marriage, you know, and if you can't tell your partner, then that's a sign that something's going on, whether it's he doesn't want you to spend the money or he's controlling or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously if you're able to talk about it, then that is a clear, like, flow, communication flow.
Right. So let's say this though, Jannie. So from the point of view of what we're talking about today, number one, I'm on the side of it should be something that's discussed. And I'm also coming out to say, if you really can't discuss it, right, should you not be doing it because you're going to be pissing off your spouse? Mm. Or do you just go the hell with it? I'm going to do it anyway. And go from there. What do you think?
That is such a good question. I think that probably depends on every individual, you know, case by case basis. You know, if it's like money that's in a pot that you're both, you know,
right,
together and you do it behind his back, I can see why that would not be an integrity with what you guys, your financial planning. But if you're making your own money and you're doing what you want and it's minor procedures, I kind of feel like that's not as big of a deal because it is like getting your hair colored or whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
I've definitely hit stuff. Well, I mean, I'll be the first to confess. I have definitely hid stuff from my husband. I mean,
now, did you hide it? Well, let me ask you that.
I just didn't hide it. I just didn't say anything.
But did you not say anything because it was money that you used that you didn't want him to really think about? Or was it you just didn't want to let him know you were doing something?
It was money. I didn't want him to know that I was using. And it was also, you know, he is really into the whole, like, I want you to be El Natural kind of thing.
I got you. Okay. I mean, I get that. And I understand that a lot of women come in. And again, you know, one of the things that everybody out there listening to this podcast should know is you should have that kind of communication with your plastic surgeon also, is that you're coming in and saying, listen, I want this to be so subtle that my husband doesn't even know I did anything. And that's fine. You can do that. That's not a bad thing to say. You know, or you could come in and, you know, and really talk about it and say, look, I think these are the things I need to do. Is that going to make me look over the top crazy when my husband sees or my kids come home and see me tonight, or they're going to be scared because I'm asking for all this stuff.
Right,
so, I mean,
right.
When you talk about it like that, there are ways of modifying it and making it so that it's very gently done. So it's not like a huge before and after, like, you know, you went away to work today looking like this. And by the time you come home at 5 o'clock at night, you look different. That could be scary to the family, you know. But I guess I'm more the topic, I guess, that I really wanted to bring up today was just, you know, are we getting to a place now with plastic surgery type procedures that we could say it's as common as going to get your hair color changed and you didn't really discuss it with your husband and you came home as a blonde tonight and when you left this morning you were a brunette? Like, would that be something that you would have discussed with your husband, Jannie?
That's a good question. I think it probably depends on the procedure, but yeah, I probably would tell him for sure.
So if you were going to change your hair color, just like a complete change, you think you would have said something?
Yeah,
to him,
I probably
right?
would. Right. Like, I would be like, hey babes, I'm going to what do you think about me going back brunette versus blonde kind of thing? Yeah, of course.
Right. Got it. Right. And I guess what I'm trying to say, and again, as a plastic surgeon, in no way am I trying to compare hair dye or hair color to like having like an injectable. But I guess what I'm trying to say is nowadays, there really are, you know, so many intricate ways of doing these plastic surgery type procedures in an office setting that you can be as, you know, subtle about it, or you could be like, you know, I'm making the analogy where you come home a blonde and you left this morning as a brunette. So you can come home with lips that look, you know, very different, let's say, than what you're left with. And if that was going to be the case, I could see where a husband would get maybe pissed because you didn't really discuss it with him. And now, you know, you're going to go out to dinner or you have a wedding coming up this weekend and, you know, he's going to be uncomfortable that he's sporting around, you know, something that he's uncomfortable seeing. So I get it.
The woman to love and want their husband's opinion enough about their beauty to ask him what he thinks. I think that is right. Like that really at the end of the day, it's only your opinion that matters, honey.
And but I guess so at the end of the day, I guess one of the interesting things that I'm trying to bring out is that plastic surgery definitely unroofs a lot of things aside from just the actual procedure that's being done. It actually is a small microcosm or a little like, you know, opening into what the relationship that these people that come into the office have. And that's what I think is so fascinating about this show that we do every week, Jani, is really trying to give people this little vignette or this little, you know, window into plastic surgery stuff, like what comes in all the time. Who are the people, and I'm sure it's everybody listening to the show right now, who are the people that come in and what do they talk about, and how can you glean information from their lives by the way they ask for it, by the way they want things done? It's very, very fascinating. And
what the inner reflects the outer and vice versa.
It does. And I think the more and more we get into these shows, the more I think it's going to be important to be able to start structurally analyzing. If, for instance, if you're the person that fits into block number A, how do you think it would be the best to be able to approach your husband about wanting to do this? If you fit into block number B and you go, you know what, the marriage is on its way out, I'm going to handle it this way. I think those should be some of the things that we really do over the course of time with the podcast, really be able to like go into more and more. It's almost like psychological profiles, but where do you fit any psychological profile? So people that are listening to this that go, oh my God, there's no way I'd be able to tell my husband that I get Botox. You know, it may be saying something about the integrity of the marriage. Not that you have to change it, but I'm just saying it kind of gives you a little insight into what you think, you know, the marriage is actually like. Because I know so many patients, I just gave you one example, but I have so many patients that really come in and say, oh, my husband has no idea I do this. So we have to do this very, very subtly. And I have to spend, you know, and it's almost like a spend. It's almost like, listen, my budget is this much money, because if I go over that, he's going to know I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, Jani, I think it was a great topic. I'm happy you were able to share some of your stuff that you do too. with things, but
the stuff
thank
I
you
hide.
All for listening. Well, it's not that you're hiding; you're just not sharing it. That's the way we're going to say.
That's right, not sharing.
Not sharing it. So, thank you all for listening. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution, and we are Stephen Davis and Jani Moon, and we'll be back to talk to you again next week. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Bye.